The Irish Council for Civil Liberties has said it's dismayed that a new updated online safety code does not cover toxic algorithms that push harmful content into the feeds of social media users. The media regulator, Comisiún na mBan, will today submit the updated code to the European Commission for assessment. Meanwhile, more than 300 million children a year globally are victims of online sexual exploitation and abuse. That's according to research by academics at the University of Edinburgh, who've carried out the first global estimate on the scale of the problem. They found that 1 in 8 of the world's children have been victims of non-consensual talking, sharing and exposure to sexual images and video in the past year. Dr. Johnny Ryan is a senior fellow at the Irish Council for Civil Liberties and he joins us now. Dr. Ryan, good afternoon. Thanks for taking our call today. What are toxic algorithms?
Thank you, Gavin. Think of the companies Meta, YouTube, Instagram, X, TikTok. All of them build a dossier about each user. And they use that dossier to figure out what to push into our individual feeds. So they're shaping the world that each person sees through their feeds every day. And that's the recommender system, the algorithm. It feeds each person a personalized diet of content, which is estimated to provoke or outrage you. Now, that's bad news for society. It's great news for the tech companies because it keeps the person on the platform longer, which increases advertising opportunity.
Just to explain this a little bit further for people who might be unfamiliar, those for people, for example, who use X or Facebook will only receive content on their timeline of people that they follow if that's what they choose. But if you use something like TikTok, for example, what is it based on?
Well, actually, it's also happening on the other platforms too. The recommender systems have taken over platforms like Facebook, which have followed TikTok's lead. So what they're looking for are things that are most likely to keep the individual person hooked and glued onto their screen.
Based on what?
Well, based on understanding what is likely to push your buttons, Gavin. So, for example, and you know this inside RTE from that study that came out in primetime, when a 13-year-old child starts a TikTok account, an Irish child, and is looking at content that seems to be sad, the algorithm figures that out, and then in a very short space of time, minutes if I recall, starts showing her material glamorizing self-harm and then suicide.
Yes, but as that study and indeed other similar studies have shown, often content is driven purely on the basis of who the person is rather than what they've chosen to like. For example, material will be sent to young boys purely because they're young boys, regardless of what it is that they're watching online. And you and others expected, I gather, that these algorithms would be targeted as part of this online code, but they're not.
Yes, the draft that was published in December from Comisiún na mBan contained new rules that said that any algorithm based on an intimate profile about a person's, you know, sexual desires, political views, health conditions, all of that stuff, that those algorithms must be turned off by default, and it would be up to a person to decide for themselves if they wanted to switch them on or not. Now, we said that was essential at the time. And when we got polling done by Ireland Thinks in January, 82% of the Irish public said that's exactly right. There was overwhelming support for a binding rule to switch off those systems. And we had support in the US, across Europe, etc. The strange thing is, this morning, when that code was finally published, that is entirely absent. And there's a question, why the U-turn? Well, why was that essential step removed?
Comisiún na mBan, talking to Audrey Carvel on Morning Ireland this morning, said that so-called toxic algorithms would be taken care of by the Digital Services Act. That's an EU law, as far as I understand. Are they right?
Well, the Digital Services Act is certainly an EU law, but it's a very partial one. What was on the way in December was a very elegant, simple, world-leading measure that would address toxic recommender systems across all of these platforms at a stroke, and it would put users in charge. If you're relying on the new Digital Services Act, we will be waiting a very, very long time and probably for very little. So we had a moment where there was consensus about what to do, and something changed. We do not know why there was this U-turn, but I suspect this is quite a significant problem.
That study by the University of Edinburgh talking about the targeting of children for online sexual exploitation. Now, it's an extrapolation of a study mm-hmm. that they've done. The online code that's published today, will it protect children from that kind of targeting?
I don't know. There's a hope and a prayer, I think, in some of the regulatory community that things like age verification can be made real. Now, I don't think that there is a lawful way to do age verification. It has never been really a practical, technical thing or legal thing so far. So there's an awful lot of ambiguity about whether some of these things can be done. And the one definite concrete measure that could have been implemented has been left out.
Dr. Johnny Ryan from the Irish Council for Civil Liberties, thank you for speaking with us today.